From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, my name is Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present, coming to you from New York's Finger Lakes region. It's great to have your company once again. I hope you'll enjoy the next hour of music. We'll open the hour with a band co-led by two British sax players. Alan Barnes, featured on alto and soprano sax and occasionally clarinet, and Dave O'Higgins, featured on tenor sax. They're joined by three other sax players, known collectively as the Sax Section, and those players are Sam Main on alto, Judith O'Higgins on tenor, and on baritone sax, Karen Sharp, with a rhythm section made up of Robin Asplund, piano, Adam King, bass, and Sebastian Lacrome on drums. From their 2015 release, OG, this is the standard, The End of a Love Affair. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Recorded in March of 1957 at Rudy Van Gelder's Hackensack, New Jersey studio, a band co-led by two guitar players, Kenny Burrell and Jimmy Rainey, with Jackie McLean on alto sax, Donald Byrd trumpet, Mal Waldron piano, Doug Watkins bass, and Art Taylor, actually referred to here as Arthur Taylor, on drums. The album Two Guitars, and we listen to a piece penned by Doug Watkins for the session, the band stretching out on This Way. Before that, a piano solo recorded on May 15th of 1948. The player, Earl Garner, his rendition of a piece from the Cole Porter songbook, What Is This Thing Called Love? We took that from the album The Chronological Earl Garner, 1947 to 1949. That is part of a mammoth 16 CD set from the Chronological Classics label, collectively titled The Chronological Earl Garner, featuring the pianist's complete works from 1944 through 1954. This particular volume, featuring What Is This Thing Called Love from May of 1948, features material recorded between April of 1947 and March of 1949. The Chronological Classics label, specializing in issuing complete recordings of various jazz icons from specific points in their careers. If you're a fan of Earl Garner and his distinctive piano stylings, especially some of his earliest recordings, you're definitely going to want to acquire at least one, if not all 16 volumes in the series, The Chronological Earl Garner. And we began the set with a track from 2015 and a band from the UK co-led by Alan Barnes and Dave O'Higgins, both sax players, joined by three additional sax players known as the Sax Section. OG, the name of the release, we heard The End of a Love Affair. We'll open this set of the jazz scene with trumpeter Tom Harrell and a track from his 2007 High Note Records release, Light On. He's joined by another English reed man, Wayne Escoffrey, on tenor sax. Also, Danny Grissett on acoustic and electric piano. He'll be playing the latter on this tune. Ugona Okegwa on bass, and Jonathan Blake on drums. Here is Bad Stuff. Thank you.
whatever comes up, it's heads I win. Your kiss was my claim to fame. I rolled a 7 and locked up the store. Walked into heaven right through the front door. If you forget me from here on out, I'll still be happy I came. Whatever happens, it's just like I said, yes, I'm way ahead of the game.
That's a trio fronted by bassist Colin Truesdell. Colin has performed with a variety of jazz vocalists and instrumentalists over the years, including in several U.S. Air Force jazz bands. We listen to a track from his 2015 release, It's All About the Hustle. It's a collection of original material in a straight-ahead piano trio format, with Sean Hanlon on piano and Paul Shaw on drums. We heard A Candlelit Waltz. Before that, vocalist Sandra King. In the mid-70s, Sandra was performing at Ronnie Scott's, the iconic London jazz club, and while she was singing, she noticed a man in the audience seemed to be watching her. He moved closer, and she eventually realized it was the great sax player Stan Getz. He approached her and told her that he admired her singing, so much so that he asked if she would perform with him on stage later that evening. He was wrapping up a 2-week gig at Ronnie Scott's. She was nervous, but she took him up on his offer. Fast forwarding about 20 years or so to 1997, and a track from her collaboration with pianist Richard Rodney Bennett, along with Greg Cohen on bass, wrapping up the trio. The album Making Beautiful Music Together, and they do exactly that on this release. We heard I'm Way Ahead of the Game, and we began the set with Tom Harrell on trumpet leading his band through Bad Stuff, and actually I think that tune was quite good, from the album Light On. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website, where you'll find much more info about the show, including detailed playlists and also streaming audio, is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And if you're looking for this particular episode, the playlist, or the audio, it's program number 1536. We've reached the final set of music for this hour, and we'll open it up with Vincent Herring on alto sax. Early on in his career, Vincent was known for his ability to emulate the sound of Cannonball Adderley. At the time, Vincent was part of Cannonball Adderley's brother Nat Adderley's band. From 1994, Vincent's album The Days of Wine and Roses. He's in a quartet here with Cyrus Chestnut on piano, Jesse Youssef Murphy on bass, and Billy Drummond on drums. Dearly Beloved.
Thank you.
from 1970, a band co-led by Eddie Condon on guitar and Wild Bill Davison on cornet. One of Mr. Condon's final recording sessions as he passed away in 1973, the album Jam Session, Eddie's Blues, with Ed Hubbell on trombone, Johnny Mintz clarinet, Dill Jones piano, Jack Lesberg bass, and drummer Cliff Lehman. We heard Cute. Before that, guitarist David Reinhardt, the son of Babik Reinhardt and the grandson of none other than Django Reinhardt, so continuing on the Gypsy Jazz guitar legacy. And he was joined on that track by his cousin Noé Reinhardt and Sammy Dossa on additional guitars. From David's debut album, released in 2004 when he was just 17, the album The David Reinhardt Trio, and we heard one of his grandfather's classics, Nuages. And we began the set with Vincent Herring on sax, leading his quartet through Dearly Beloved, from the days of Wine and Roses. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for joining me. Tune in again when you can for another hour of the best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.